Thank you. I will continue with the second question, which asked by our U.S. Delegations regarding the how developed. Actually, there is some link between the first question asked by our Iranian delegation. The OPCW, as Jonathan mentioned, there are no efforts to override any national codes. Actually, the codes was drafted in a way we take all the examples from the national codes. I remember, this comes to the question to the US, when we were finished in two workshops in 2015, and we have combined around 500 pages, all codes available around the world, and shared with the participants of the workshop participants, and we based on the needs of the OPCW to support CWC, we come up with these key elements. So it's a complementary to the national codes and based on needs of OPCW. So the detailed how developed answer the US, the OPCW in this sense to develop the Hague ethical guidelines are quite efficient. It was, as you mentioned, the German made an initiative in 2014 during the Conference of States Party. It was endorsed by the conference. Then in 2015, the secretariat immediately started work. The first workshop was held in March 2015. The second workshop was in the September. So we finished in the second workshop. Then at the end of the workshop, we presented to the CSP, Conference of States Party, is the decision-making organs. They endorsed these guidelines. This means this Hague ethical guidelines is a consensus agreement among the CWC community. So that's why I mentioned today we are trying to promote it, further promotion. So this is how the guidelines was developed in a very efficient way. Two points I'd like to mention. In listening to the many national statements, concerns, like our Japanese colleagues, Iranian, the colleagues mentioned the colleagues, the voluntary nature, actually totally voluntary nature, the Hague guidelines. As I mentioned, it was not a decision. It was just 36 scientists and chemical professionals who finally endorsed this document, Actually, among this room, not only Jonathan and myself, there is another member from ABEO, John Husband. She is also the from U.S. Academy of Science. She is also one of the 36 people. So, totally involuntary nature. And also, as I mentioned, it was endorsed, acknowledged by CSP. It's not decided by the CSP. And finally, I think my personal understanding that guidelines only is complementary to the provisions of the convention. It's not in any way to override any articles of the convention. This is basically, I will try to answer the questions posed by two delegations. Thank you.